কিরম হতো কে না 말해. 그럼 사람이 됐으니까 지하로 남편이 말해. 저기야 말해. 저는 아무것도 러자 아니 딱 내걸게. 그 나은 것이 아니 말이야. 아, 그 나은 그 나은이 감으로 그만 갖고 가래. 요 그 나은 것은 그 속에 아무리 반성 그 속에 썩어도 그 나한테 나의 뭐나 막 아니게 돌아. 요 대원님께 돌아 썩은 그 나한테 제발 받기. 이래 그 나은 것이 감으로 가래. 아까도 한다 우리 엄마 우리 나온 거 같죠? 저 나온 거 썩은 썩은 나오죠? 어제 어디 사람 아무게 돌아 아 잡지 걸려들게 이 아무로 कैसे अपना है अपना चाहते अपना हम लोग मान ही नहीं है हम लोग यथार्थ उनके शरीर में पा रहे संसार के समस्त प्रकार के धर्म श्रृंखला का हम लोग तय देकर के हम लोग जाए इसको भी अपना शब्द कहा गया और अपना शब्द के अर्थ कहते हैं हम लोग की कहा बल है फिर जाती है संसार के अनेक प्रकार प्रतिबंध हम तक नहीं दे नहीं पाते इसलिए गिरिराज निकल जाए गिरिराज गोवर्धन और राम और कृष्ण दोनों के चरण स्पर्श करके कैसे प्रेम में विहोर हो रहे अथवा कहते हैं हमारे रमणीय प्राण प्राण संत कृष्ण के कुमकुम रंजित भक्तियों के भक्त स्थल के कुमकुम रंजित चरण के द्वारा स्पर्श प्राप्त करके कैसे पुलकित हो रहे हैं देखो जिस प्रकार उनके एक फूल के ऊपर जो पेड़ पौधा आदि जो है एक और कोई पौधी नहीं है और फिर राज गोवर्धन की वस्तु है रोमावली है
गंगा के साथ कनेक्ट हो गया था यह गंगा मन की गंगा के
नाम से ही है कि हमारे कृष्णचंद्र अनेक प्रकार के विलासपतियों के साथ नुंग का विलास आदि की जिसका प्रसंग हम लोग वहीं पर जाकर चक्रेश्वर महादेव और पारंपरिक घाट पर बैठेंगे उसे पता श्रवण करेंगे। दूसरी है ये पर है ब्रह्म कुंड है जहाँ पर ब्रह्मा जी को वस्त्र और वो पारों के चोर किया और अपने अपराध समझने लगे उस अपराध खालन करने के दूर करने के लिए ब्रह्मा जी यहीं पर हजारों साल तक तपस्या आदि की और तपस्या करके कृष्ण के संतुष्ट के और फिर मानव की गंगा में स्नान की। इसलिए निकट में ये ब्रह्म कुंड है जिस ब्रह्म कुंड के इसलिए गुरुदेव बहुत पैसा खर्च करके और सभी चमकार कराया और बहुत सुंदर ये सब स्थान स्थान है। इस धाम को स्थान को हम लोग प्रणाम करते हैं। मंत्री गंगा ब्रह्मा हमारी गुरु परंपरा है उसको प्रति अवश्य हम लोग दर्शन भी करेंगे और फिर देश के निकट ही प्रार्थना करते हैं हमारे हृदय में गुरु भक्ति गुरु निष्ठा और श्रीवास अपना जी की वंशा गुरु की
By virtue of Sri Sri Gurudwaranga, we've now come to Sri Haridev.
Pujapad Kirtan Maharaj and Pujapad Mohan Maharaj, they've spoken very, very beautifully on Sri Haridev, past practices, but I will just take some of their remnants. That Sri Haridev is the predominant deity of Sri Govardhan. It was established by Krishna's grandson, great grandson Vaishnav. And so Gurudeva said that when we're doing parikrama of Sri Govardhan, that we must come here and take darshan of Sri Haridev. That without taking darshan of Sri Haridev, then our darshan, it would not be, our parikrama would not be complete. So taking darshan of Sri Haridev, that it is not just coming and with our eyes, our material eyes, coming and taking darshan. But for us who are conditioned soul, it means coming in front of Sri Haridev. And it is not us who are seeing Sri Haridev, but Sri Haridev is seeing us. That we're opening our hearts to Sri Haridev. That I'm Pasita, I'm fallen. That for millions and millions of lives, I've been floating in this ocean of material existence. And now, by Master Srila Gurudev, Vaishnava, I'm able to come and do Govardhan Parikrama. So please be merciful to me, and please grant me desire that I can have Kyoba, Vaishnava, moon of our Gurudev. That this Sri Haridev said that this place, this exact spot, is where Krishna elicited Govardhan Hill. We learn that Krishna is convinced Nanda Baba and the town congressmen that they should worship Govardhan instead of worshipping Lord Indra. When this happened, Sri Chandramuni, he went up to Swami Road and he told Indra, said that now the time of Bhaktya and all are worshipping you, but the bridge flapping, they're not worshipping. That they've been invited by one small boy, Gopal. And this confident boy, he's so good, so cunning, that he convinced the bridge flapping not to worship you. Indra was saying, what does it matter? It's just carpet, man. It's not a big thing. But being poked and poked again by Sri Narada Muni, said Indra, he became so angry and coming on his carrier, Aravata, but really coming on the carrier of his anger. He came down there, along with this cloud of destruction, thunder, so many members of this formidable army, and he came and started to bring so much terror and bring horror to Sri Bhakti. In the morning time, all fires became very, very dark, very, very ominous. At that time, there was a voice, and it said that, oh, you Sri Bhakti, for offending Lord Indra, then you will have to undergo severe punishment. The bridge flapping in a state of fear, everything dark, horror, then where would they go? They went to Krishna, went knocking on, coming to Krishna. And at that time, Krishna, he was just getting up. And Krishna, he said, oh, I have a dream. They said, is just a small voice. How you can do? He said, that's what I told Giras. Giras said, I think. You just try. So then, at this very spot, Gopal, he came with the Prince Bhakti and just as one, lift a little mushroom, umbrella. He just lifted Giras over down and held up his pinky. See, Giras, Maharaj, the key. See, the key. At that time, then Indra, the key. At that time, Indra, he started to imitate Govardhana. But being helped by Guru Sudarshan Chakra, then Govardhana was not at all disturbed. Then he was imitating for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. But the Krishna Prabhupada were underneath Govardhana and they were having a big, big festival. So, with the Prabhupada, he was hoping the glory of Govardhana. Hansayama Driyamala Haridasa Bayo. Yet Rama Krishna Charan, Parasapa Bodha. Madam Padokita Ano Kanayo Sudoya, Padiyo Shivaka Kanara. That Hansayama Driyamala Haridasa Bayo. That the great Bhakti, the Bhakti, that they're calling out, the whole Giriraj. That we are helpless, we have no power, we have no strength. That when one is suffering, suffering in this material world is a conditional soul of suffering. So then who will one go to? One will go to somebody who has power, who has strength. And they're coming to Sri Giriraj Maharaj. They say, please, you help us. Please, you give us strength. Why? Because you're the best devotee. You're not just Haridas. You're Haridas the Bhagavad. Greater than Yudhisthira Maharaj, greater than Uddha, than Haridasa Vaya, Sri Giriraj, is serving Krishna with her own body. She's providing very, very nice platform where Krishna, he can be with Srimati Radhika. Very beautiful cave where Krishna can go with the cowherd voice, with the simple associate. There in the cave, the very beautiful studded jewels, which is illuminating. There's no need to use tea lamp. But Giriraj is using your own body to illuminate. That the musk, the fragrance coming from Giriraj, it provides very, very nice scent. No need for any incense. Manasi Ganga, Kushum Sarova, providing very, very nice water for drinking. In this way, Giriraj, your own body, is providing all kinds of food, the highest form of puja of Sri Krishna. So, here in this place, then we can pray to Sri Giriraj and especially to Sri Haridev that, oh, I am so weak, that I have come to take the darshan, that I am so blind. I do not know where to go, and I do not have any vision. I'm a blind man. I'm blinded by pride. This is Lord Indra. He was also blinded. By what? By pride. Because of his pride, then he attacked Krishna and the Vrishbhakti. So it's the conditioned soul, simply blinded by pride, the old Haridev. Just as you remove the pride from your dear servant, Indra, please remove pride from my heart. But this removing of the pride, this is a secondary effect. But the primary effect, which is not from our Indian place, that as the gopis are entering into their youthful years, so it became more and more difficult for them to come and have close contact with Krishna. So this pastime, this arrangement, well, in an emergency situation, when Krishna is lifting the hill, then in that emergency, that nobody's thinking, oh, do not go so close. Just like you may have, very, very strict brahmachari. Oh, he's very, very strict brahmachari here. He will not touch the lady. He will never touch. But if there's a fire in the ashram, then you'll go, and you'll go in without any rules and regulations. You'll go and you'll start to protect. And for this, you'll be glorified. So this arrangement was made by Krishna that now the gopis will come in close. And even Krishna, as he was holding them, he was scanning around and looking at all the big boxes. But then when he looked and he saw to his left, Srimati Radhika, then his knees started to wobble. His pinky started to shake. And Govardhana started to shake like this, just by his left. radical than the experience. Very great Ananda in this lifetime of Vira. Oh, also, this place, I'm very focused on Manasikanda. That the great part is no desire to go very far distance to go and take Gandhastan, where the Gandhi is meeting with the ocean. So, Krishna, he says, oh, no need to go and find his Krishna Shokeshwar. He's the supreme mystic. And by his will, that he called Manasikanda here. So, when he said that now, it is kind of enclosed. But during that time, 5,000 years ago, that Manasikanda was quite large and flowing. And also here is Manasikanda, who is the predominant deity of Manasikanda.
So now we go around Manasikanda to Manu.